adventures in pathfinding. This podcast is a live recording of friends drinking beer, playing Pathfinder, and cracking wise. One of them barely understands the rules, one of them is constantly fighting falling asleep, two of them are brothers, and the other one hates the theme to Baywatch. We take you now to adventures in pathfinding.
Can we get started?
Yeah, go ahead and start. I think, Phil, you're just finishing up, right?
I'm still coping with my world being...
I'm just going with, like, light armor.
You're a rogue, right?
Yeah.
Come out of the shadows.
And do it from behind, you know?
Yeah.
When do clerics do it? Whatever way they can get it. I mean, missionary is the obvious joke, but how are they get it without clerics do it? Come on, like I said, that one guy's daughter wouldn't even sleep with me. I thought she did. No, she slept with him.
Alright, so...
Well, no, we haven't worked that out. So.
Unfortunately, she had death herpes.
So, we'll... Yeah.
I want to know what's going on with that.
So, as we open up, you guys went back to Mortenburg, and Lance...
Looking buff. Wait, where?
Mortenburg.
Alright.
Sorry, Wes, you got the wrong reflection on that.
Yeah, I was confused.
A.K.A. Kenny went into Dragon's Inn and played a song about your guys' exploits, and
yep.
It just really riled up the town.
I played a song about David here eating a fighting a demon, fighting Malamar. He's eating Malamar's face. The song also had a brief interlude to ask them to support our people against
I know the
persons against adventure abuse.
Yeah. PAA.
While I played similar music to what you, like Sarah McLaughlin's
Sad Puppies.
Yeah, Bland and Puppies.
Heart of the Angel. What is it? Tears
yeah.
of the Angel.
Yeah. Everybody knows.
David here was doing fire twirling with his flame mace.
That was like this one goes out to all the victims of Cobalt Rage.
Yeah. And apparently we got some money out of it as well.
Yep, got some
picked
got
up
some money.
Donations.
So
we have a little bit of... I've got it on mine.
Oh, you wrote it down?
This is group fun. We've got two potions of Cure Light Wounds. I would like to keep one of those. I would assume the non-clerk probably could...
Yeah, I've got two.
I've got
left,
Okay, well, if... Well, I'm going to hold on to these then, because I have no...
Yeah,
potions.
Go ahead.
And then
go
we
ahead,
got 84... copper, 43 silver, 10 gold pieces that are community property right now. So we need it.
How much silver did you say?
43.
And he's our account.
Oh, you're okay.
And you said 10 gold.
Didn't you have an accountant guy? Just really didn't care for him. Huh? I shouldn't bring.
So
him.
He gives me the company credit card, and he gets mad when I buy hookers with it.
As everybody's waking up the next
day,
and
now also, well, no, I went in here.
Okay,
so the daughter winked at me as well.
Yeah,
and I've heard some disparaging marks from Tobin about
yeah,
the daughter.
I was just like...
So I wanted to gather a little more information about that from the townspeople. Like,
okay,
is she a slut?
I don't know. Knowledge
local.
Yeah, be knowledge local.
I'm just saying, she's into adventurers.
Well, no, I mean, it wouldn't be knowledge local, would it? Because I obviously don't know about this. This would be some, like,
you might have heard
thing
about
around talking to people.
Yeah, I mean, that...
Diplomacy, maybe? Or just a straight charisma check?
I thought for sure, yeah.
Well, the way the local works is that you're not local to that area, but you're aware of it, and you may know about it.
Yeah, that'd be funny if her...
Well,
so,
I'd say that's,
so
like,
famous.
The experience I already have. So what would I do to go talk to want me to do like a diplomacy?
Yeah, let's do a diplomacy.
I can just give him some money, give him a copper.
That's true.
They usually.
Yeah,
I don't
I'm not a bribing people. I just want to talk to people.
Hey,
here's a copper.
How's that hoe over there?
So, 15.
Is that
right?
Yep,
if you're
doing diplomacy.
Yeah.
I'm going to fall around behind you and just go skirk. Like
and I'm going to ask people what happened to Dragon's wife. Because I don't remember what he told me.
Actually, it should be...
Did we even confirm if her daughter even looks like Dragon's
What's
wife?
The misling?
It's a class skill for you, so you'll have like a
I don't know what Dragon's wife
is. If I take any ranks in
yeah.
Oh,
Megan's,
okay, then I'll have to
Megan's
yeah,
Dragon's
party.
Okay, so anyway.
18.
Is Megan Dragon's wife?
Megan Dragon's half-elven daughter is...
Okay.
what you're finding out. She works at the bar for her dad. She's not very good at it.
So he enlisted her in other ways.
So she, I mean, it's like she has the enthusiasm to want to help her dad, but she doesn't, she can't mix drinks very well, and she's not very good at bartending or any of that stuff.
She's kind of dumb.
Yeah, she's kind of loopy.
I was just kidding. Before you
see your tap she have a reputation of being a flirt, and you do get the impression that she's a little loose.
Okay.
Can I ask people what happened to Dragon's wife? Because I forget.
I give you the thumbs up.
You go back to the old person.
I'm not going to go tap that, as you guys have been saying, but I'm going to go talk to her.
Last time you had a groupie.
No, that's true.
Plus, I want to hear Eric describe a sex game.
The elf thoroughly satisfied.
I would have gone to base it off of my sex
game. Oh, yeah, that feels real good.
We're not going to get in here. I am going to go talk to her. I don't know what I'm rolling for. I'm going to go talk to her.
Just to flirt
with her. And I would like to know what happened to her mother.
Because I forget.
What is with you guys and my mom?
So as Kenny's doing this,
I know how to butt up a woman. I'll ask her about her dead mother.
David, you wake up in your room and you feel something moving around in your bed.
And it's
with
me.
You.
I'm Shivers. Plot twist.
Well, what are you gonna do? So you're like covered up.
No tattoo.
So that's in my bed with me.
Yeah.
I guess I'll take the covers off and see what it is.
And you are sleeping with a badger.
A giant spider.
Is it friendly?
It's
very friendly.
You're spooking it.
Aw, I pet it and say Shivers, I knew you'd come back to me.
And that is your animal.
I knew you'd come back to me when I hit level 4.
Mythic Shivers.
And then, is it nighttime?
Nope, this is morning.
Okay, I want to go to, I want to go see if I can find some armor for this little fella.
Okay, you'll have to go to Tan's shop.
Yes.
When it opens up, probably about 2 hours.
Okay, I'll stand in front of the door until it opens.
That's what's going to do my original.
He doesn't even knock, he's just like.
Just stand there and pointing. Everybody that walks by, I go, look, badger!
I was originally going to make a quest for badger armor. There's only one armor smith in the entire world that can make badger armor.
I'm going for it.
Alright. Tabit, you wake up refreshed.
Yeah.
New outlook on life still, thanks to Huey.
Drugs. Oh.
Huey and Newis and the drugs.
And the good news.
And magic crystals.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you do whatever you want right now. So.
You were asking around about that guy's wife, right?
A little bit. I wanted to get some information about that too.
I guess I heard shouts of badger moan. So I'm gonna go check this out.
You're used to it.
I'm gonna go accompany David.
Right. So you guys got a cue going outside of Tan's, okay?
I'm gonna make you do tricks first.
All he knows is fetch, and he can dodge. You got a good.
I thought you got like a free one or something. Or...
Yeah, you get a free one, and I picked fetch.
No, I thought you got something else. Okay.
So
well, and then
morning,
I get a feed, and I pick dodge.
Huh?
Is it morning for them?
I'll pick another one.
Morning
okay.
For everybody.
Let's. Well, just
morning.
Well, there's two things that I wanted to get done during the night. I will flirt with Megan a little bit, a little bit.
All right.
We don't have to role play that out.
yes,
do
we
but
do.
But I'm also going to.
Do
you want to gather?
I'll
do it. Fine. I also want to gather information about
play
this,
Megan.
The dead. Mother.
All right.
Or the mother.
Give me a diplomacy check.
It could be so easy though. Just like that was a wicked solo, man.
Yeah. Do I get a bonus for having just given a badass performance?
Yeah, I'll give you. Yeah, I'll tell you.
So what? 3 + 8. No.
Well, you had a long night. Yeah, a long night.
She appreciates the flirting. She reciprocates the fruit flirting. Arm on your arm type stuff.
Yeah.
Hand and stuff.
He's saying that behind
me. Where's your character at? We got a thing here for her. I got the sluttiest one for her.
Oh, you didn't grab like a giant behemoth?
See, she didn't even got a little finger thing.
Oh, yeah. Cretaceous one.
She, however, always seems to change the subject quickly when you bring up the mom.
Oh, well, okay. How about from the townsfolk, then? I wasn't really going to try to bring
up
too much of
her.
I was just trying to simplify what I was getting done there.
Hey, you don't bring us on with that mom turning up this
Yeah, no one seems to want to talk about it.
Oh, really?
This is the same thing that happened to David, too.
But I actually learned it at one time.
Yeah.
I swear you said, like, she went south, and, like, south there's, like, some weird experimental wizard camp that they brought her to during the war.
I want to play the game David thinks we're playing.
Is there something south of here?
Yeah, that's where that one Shadowkeep was.
Yeah, the
Shadowkeep
was there.
Okay, is it north, then? What am I thinking of?
North
like, I did
Pirate.
Did I invent some, like, weird place where...
Yeah.
I swear. We have these all recorded. I'm going to go back and listen.
Well, I think that you're on to something. Maybe we should just go south. We'll go southeast today.
Okay. Let's do it.
We're going to go.
I can ride my badger, right?
Yeah.
You
gotta stay out of portal.
So wait, did we lose that sled?
Yeah.
We did lose the sled? Otherwise, we could just make your badger carry us on that.
I don't think he's that strong.
Alright, so, woken up next day.
Next day, they're queued up. Next.
Where's Makoa, I wonder?
Oh, yeah. We'll go with that. We'll go with what happened to our lost members here. Crow did not recover too well from last night's activities, plus the drug-induced coma he gave himself after playing in everybody's open chest cavities in the temple.
So too many dead frogs.
He says he is retiring. And he gives his money to the group.
Yay!
Yeah!
Because he had platinum.
He had 4 platinum. Where did his character go?
Burned it.
Where's he retiring to?
He's going to live with Orky Orca.
You said that last time, Crow, and then he showed up.
Sorry, you can make it as a book.
Unless another wandering band comes by.
Yeah, sorry you can make my female vocalist, Crow. I need somebody that can hold their crystal a little better than that. Party after the show. You don't party before the show. Party after the show.
Crow has 44 copper, 627 silver, 826 gold,
Jesus.
And 4 platinum.
I can't do shit but read.
And steal all the money, apparently.
Yeah, steal all the money.
How to get all that money?
He also has a wand of bull strength with 10 charges on it.
Ooh, I have one of them as well, so I will take that.
Alright, just take that. And
before
he has,
you guys even see it.
Backpack, bedroll, flint and steel, rations times 5 that no one needs. Torch, rope, grappling hook.
Wait, he had a wand of bull strength and never used it at all?
Yep.
God damn it,
Cam. God damn it,
Cam. I have a bag of tobacco.
And he also has 3 masterwork javelins.
I'll take those to sell.
Okay.
I'll take those to pick up later.
So only me and Tabak get his gold, right? Because... Oh, no, I guess you guys were here.
Let me have one of those masterworks.
The way that gold, you can have all if you want. I was just
I've got 2 crappy javelins. I'll take
10.
One.
You can have all 3 if you want.
13, 14, 8.
So the way that money goes is that 100 transfers to the next level. So like 100 gold equals a platinum.
Actually, I was looking it up, and I think it's 10.
Each 10?
I think I've always gone from 100. I'm used to Dungeons and Dragons, so I
think 10 might be that might give us a lot.
Yeah,
that would give us a ton of platinum.
So I'm getting at least 1 platinum for sure.
The exchange rate
is
10 for each one, except for Electrum. I looked that up the other day.
Except for what?
It's like each progression, it's 10 more than except for like Electrum.
We don't use Electrum.
What's
Electrum? They don't know what that is. I know what it is.
It's higher than platinum, I guess.
No, it's like in between platinum and
gold.
Oh. Is that an Everon?
No, that's
old school beam.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. They're
beams.
It just sounds like something out of Everon.
Everyone uses magic shards.
I think I saw it in Pathfinders also. It's not really used. It's like it's a non-minted thing anymore, is what they said.
Well, that means that we have 87 platinum then.
Let's buy it in.
Yeah, let's do it.
It's
probably a lot more than that.
Dude, sounds like you could get in the ground floor at a
Subway.
Dragon's place. The daughter's not
right
doing
great
in the accounting.
I know you're better in math than me, so I mean, I see that as one.
Yeah.
Every 10.
Oh, okay. Well, we have a lot of money, gentlemen. And I'm pretty sure that last time we had all this money, I was doing it by hundreds. So
yeah,
you shorted us a ton.
I said it at hundreds, too, but...
Well, that just...
Well, we fixed it now, so...
Yeah,
we'll
no big deal.
I'm happy with the stuff I got, so...
I could use
six.
More. Oh, but I want those Masterwork javelins. You can do the javelins. Give them.
And there are now... two more people behind Tabit and David... queued up there just because they seem a lot forming there. they're
you,
like, hey guys,
start,
what are you doing?
Do you want me to start accepting, like, taking money? Like,
this is donation for pot.
Yeah,
you,
like a silver to see the trick.
Against adventure.
All you can do is fetch.
That's fine.
Okay,
it's
yeah. Does anybody want to pay to see Badger go fetch things?
As an ex-shrewd businessman,
yeah.
What do I need to do?
Let's see what you can do.
Yeah,
that.
What do I need to do to get people...
Handle animal?
No, you handle the animal. I'll handle
the
people.
Handle animal, you have diplomacy.
I'll handle the people. I have diplomacy?
Yep.
I have a lot of money. That will be a 22.
I'm pretty sure that'll get him to do what he needs to do.
So yeah, I think I just have to beat a 15 if I remember reading
it
correctly.
Yeah, I think you're right.
16 for me.
Go get that stick over there.
They're like, oh! What else can you do?
I guess I'll make them do a...
Do we have a hat or, like, a bag?
One of the tricks was, like, it's actually, like, a performance thing. So, what
you
do
dance
I...
to one of Kenny's songs?
Kenny's not...
Yeah.
Kenny comes out, someone sings songs?
but I can't remember what the minus is to try to make him do
like
something he doesn't know.
You know, you look at the badger. I'm going to play me some grooves to the badger.
All right. Is everybody ready to write down? Are we splitting this with three ways? All this gold?
I just group fun. I don't care right now.
Are we ignoring Phil?
We haven't met him yet.
To do to push an animal is 25 DC 25.
I thought there was one that was like to make him like perform, like a performance based one.
Is it like a badger whip I can get?
I don't like him. I don't see
no.
The same
okay.
Here,
I must.
Well, here we have. There's a trick you can teach him.
Yeah, before. But can't you have him do a trick where you just have to beat the?
That's 25. Just do it normally.
Right.
Something it
doesn't
know. I'll try. Mythic points. Oh shit!
That's exactly a 25.
All right. What do you have to do? All right.
He's dancing to Kenny's song. He's like up on his hind legs.
Yep.
Yeah. Awesome. Man, we're gonna get so much more money next time we're in town.
He kind of goes up on his haunches and is like head going back and forth.
We got a whole Circus du Soleil thing going here. We just need an acrobat.
Yeah, we just need a really ripped black dude.
Just in
that's
general.
Yeah, see Alice's face when she come in.
Or I guess he could not be ripped. Sorry. What ethnicity would you prefer?
There's like an update thing. You want me to ignore that?
Yeah. Well, the only reason I was going to split it up is because I need to spend some of this money to try to get buy some stuff. So it'd be easier to split it up.
Allison,
I don't care. Go spend
if you had a badger and you taught him to do a trick to a certain song
that's
like
it?
A dance. What song?
Not rich people
staring
at you here.
I had a badger and I had
a pet badger. Like, imagine it's one of your cats.
Okay.
And you needed a song for him to dance to. What song would that be?
Just
Kenny can play. Just needs to know what song.
You had the time of your life.
Oh, that'd be good. And I'll dance with him. I'll do like.
I think that's the one.
I think it's the best dancing song, which is also the best travel song, is I Would Walk 5,000
Miles.
So he stops doing it.
That sounds Pathfinder-ish.
Alright, so we have 155 platinum. We're rich, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Well,
what? I don't. Whatever, dude. I got
out the window.
I don't play for the money. I play for the love.
So do you need money for anything? Because I like. Should we just count as a group fund? Whatever people need to buy, as long
as
they
don't go
crazy.
Well, I mean, my long term goal would to establish like a large monastery to.
Lance, what are you doing?
Slash
it.
I'm
down. You're out there with them, right?
Yeah, we're just hanging out right now.
And then the inn should be near it, though.
As for Makoa, when you guys got to talking about kobolds the other night, he had a relapse and he hadn't left his room.
He hired some kobold hookers.
He likes the safety of his room right now.
One thing you hear is sobbing every once in a while.
Well, what was the price of the inn?
Yeah, what did Dragon say it cost?
We're just gonna buy a bottle.
He said 15 last time.
Sold.
But that was based off of 100.
Okay.
It's not in my rider?
What?
Then I get
well,
a
then
rider.
That would be 150 then.
Well, everybody gets that rider.
Wouldn't that be 150 then?
Yeah.
Sold. I'll take it.
Are you gonna kick everybody out?
No, I'm gonna leave them in place to manage it, but we get a cut of the profits.
Okay. That'll work.
Do we want to do that?
Well, no, I'm fine with that, but however, isn't that like basically the entire point to your character? Aren't you now like satisfied?
Alright guys, I am retired.
Like aren't you just now like, oh man, I've got everything.
Well
left.
Now I'm devoting myself to Hugh. I'm out there, I'm with you on your cause.
Wait, did you just buy the inn?
Yeah.
Wow.
Apparently.
Yeah.
We have money off.
We have 5 plus.
We have
now.
An inn.
Yeah, we have
an inn at the inn.
So we come back every few months and we'll collect our cut, I guess.
Awesome, I get you the rules in there now.
If we turn it into a
well, I'm not lawful. So
let's
talk
horse.
No.
Let's talk horse.
Well, we're waiting outside right now, so we'll.
Well, you actually you went back and said, hey, you actually have a lot of money.
Yeah, I forgot. So can we rename it?
Yeah, it's really just called Dragon's Inn now, I think.
All right,
so.
Let's call it, what do you guys want to call it?
Well, you love your new badger.
We can get Beds and Badgers.
Got Beds and Badgers.
Cool alliteration going.
Call it the Thule and Badgers. Towers and Badgers.
Well, I mean, do you want to just have one inn, or do you want to get to the point where we have a franchise?
Franchise.
Ooh, I like this. That's my new goal. I'm building a franchise of inns.
We should get a prostitute of every race, so no one is unsatisfied.
Nope. You can ask real loud.
What's wrong?
Doesn't matter. Everybody can hear you over the internet. Know. Hey, German everybody! German folks!
Yeah.
Say it in German.
Ich kann hören.
What did you just say?
I can hear. Right. So we own an inn. That's weird.
Thanks,
now
girl.
We change the
yeah.
Now we change the campaign completely.
Yeah,
all right, now we
now instead of Pathfinder, it's called Customer Finder.
We need to sign stuff. My previous deity would be like, you know, that guy was an idiot, but he did know some things. And
are we really gonna buy this? This will completely change the course of
not
history.
No,
not really.
If we just okay.
I mean, we're getting some air, obviously.
Someone else is taking care of
right.
We sleep there for free, and then
we
go
can just take
change.
A cut
Let's
of the profits.
I just hope we don't come back and, like, we're not making any money, and you owe us money, and you haven't paid my wages.
Yeah, they have all that kind of rules over in the new book.
Well,
yeah, so.
Get in there.
First, I want to take insurance out on it.
Yeah, beautiful badger insurance. Or beautiful Wolverine insurance.
Whole campaign
right.
Shifts
so
to
guys,
accounting.
Yeah. What did you guys decide to name it?
I like
Ben Badgers is good.
You get one because
that's like Ben Badgers
with badgers.
But before I sign it, I say, can you please tell me again what happened to your wife? Because I forget.
Ooh, we could add that to the contract.
He's like,
oh, she left him.
She left because of her
against
her
will.
She left. Wanderlust.
That's right. I forgot.
Oh.
And then I asked him, do you remember anything about a secret thing south where they did weird experiments on people during the war? Or did I make that up?
He said no.
Okay, well, let's sign the papers.
What if our
wait, what's his...
is that we have badgers do all the waiting and cleaning.
That's a lot of training.
That's what everybody's
involved.
Uniform
that's
is. Bad.
Well, I'll have to stay there all the time.
Yeah, no, you just as you just take one out with you as you're traveling and you train it. And you take a new one. Yeah.
All right, we'll do that. But right now, we don't have anybody to do that.
Sure.
He doesn't know. All he knows is fetch.
And bar keeps, and you're gonna have to start doing the counting stuff.
Jesus Christ! I don't want to buy this thing.
Too bad.
You're already in. We're in with you.
Yeah.
Okay. This is our money too. Now
I tell Dragon, I say you're in charge. Just run it like you did. We'll be back from time to time.
We may or may not pay you.
Also, I want. Is there anybody that sells insurance in this place?
He goes, "What's insurance?
You have to create insurance."
What was the name of the first insurance company in England?
The House of Lords.
No, but there was like two guys' names, and that's how it's
House of Lords. Yeah.
House of Lords.
Okay.
Yeah, it's,
sure.
it's the place that takes like weird.
Yeah, like they'll insure like pianist hands.
Yeah.
Lloyd's.
London. Lloyd's of London.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll do. I don't know. I keep wanting to say badgers for everything.
Badgers
of badgers
and badgers. Badgers and more badgers.
Badgers of Wittenberg.
All right.
So what's in it for him? Why is he letting us do this?
I'm just paying him a salary.
He just doesn't want the ups and downs of the...
Well, for him, is he doesn't have to worry about trying to keep the place afloat now.
Wait,
yeah.
Can I see charts and projections and graphs?
He's like, yeah, here you go. He gives you a PowerPoint.
Well,
has this place been profitable?
It's the only inn in town, so yes.
Yeah.
It has been profitable?
Yeah.
All right.
Especially
he just
night.
Doesn't want the trouble with it anymore.
Yeah.
Cool.
I mean, Dragon is like in his late 50s, 60s, so he
needs to go.
In medieval times, he's like...
I tell Makoa he's in charge of it. Like, he's like our overseer while we're gone.
He starts crying.
Okay, maybe you're not.
We should probably get rid of Dragon, like Logan's run.
Should we get rid of him?
He's too old.
Could we put McCullough in charge, or is he ever coming back?
I'd be fine with
that.
Can't
McCullough
do
it
without
going crazy?
Well, no, he is a very intelligent half-orc.
He
that
is.
That's the funny thing with him.
He's a crow in there.
He's just going to read the whole time? Night shift. Crow be night shift.
Okay, crow's night shift.
Actually, we can have
set
the base for the random people.
Oh,
whether they're not
okay,
here.
That's
waiting tables.
So, Orky, we got Orky and Crow.
Orky, Crow, and...
Makoa. They're in charge of it. Dragon, we'll keep him on as a bartender, but he's not going to be making that much.
But we don't tell that now.
Okay.
We're going to be a dick to you now.
We just say that, it's negotiable. That's what we'll say.
And we'll try to find your wife.
Thanks.
That's how we'll pay him. We'll bring back a woman each week. And be like, is this your wife?
She kept saying she wasn't, but I don't believe her.
Yeah, I can't believe her.
You sure?
That's
your
wife.
Sure?
That's
just
saying your wife obviously say that she's not your wife. So
yeah, exactly, because you don't want to be here.
Yeah, we do.
All right, we need to come up with an aggressive marketing strategy for our new inn.
Well, we just got a name for it.
Well, don't worry about money.
Ben,
I just want to make sure I had some.
We gotta have a casting call. Who's gonna be
all
right?
As you guys are shaking hands and patting each other on the back about your new deal and whatever, someone comes in. He kind of looks kind of well dressed. He kind of got a little sweat on his brow. He kind of looks around and he eyes you three. He's like, there you guys are.
Yep,
okay.
We are here.
Oh, you
yes.
Recognize me.
Man, the customers are already coming in. They must be doing something right.
He's like, first off,
I take down my shades like this.
I forgot we have a dragon person.
I'm going to send Shivers to go fetch the man to us.
I got to find him.
Don't
take
him.
He says,
where are you?
Human.
I'll get a guy.
You're a stabby guy.
Stabbing. Okay, I'll get you guys here in a second. You guys, first off, you guys held a performance last night.
Thank you.
I think if you do that more often, this town could really use that kind of morale boost.
I'm sorry, sir. I didn't catch your name.
My name is Jacob.
Jacob?
Yes.
Not Jacob?
No.
Actually, with a K, not a C.
My first name is Jay, and my last name is Cobe. Cobe Farms, just outside of town.
So what do you do with kobolds?
Contacts for...
No, it's with a C, not a K.
Oh, okay.
You fool! Do you have locally organic? Because we're really liking the spice of this
neighborhood. Where are your chickens raised? Where are your chickens raised?
On the farm.
Do they have papers? Can I see your chickens' papers?
All right, do you work for the city?
No. So what's up, man? What's going on?
So anyway, Kara would like to see you at the mayor's office. You guys.
Why are you doing? Do you work for her?
Oh yeah, I do a little odd job every
now
and then
for mayor.
True, we are local business owners.
Envision this one.
Yes.
I ask him if he would like some tasty mead.
Sure, unless it's that kind with a spit in it. I heard another person that someone was spitting in mead.
Oh, we would never do that here at Beds and Badgers, the lowest rates in town.
That's right.
Bed so comfortable, it's not the ground outside.
Please ignore our crying man.
I'm staring at the ceiling, and then I drop my face down, and I go, Badgerberg.
It'll be ours.
She doesn't like you to come at your convenience. She has some things to discuss with you, I guess.
I'm a little insulted, sir.
We just bought a business. We have no
sucks, but
I'm a little
insulted.
Are we going
to all
go, or I'll go
as
my new badger?
That's what you guys want to stick around here.
My
input to this place is only...
He goes, I have other errands to run.
I'll go.
I will see you if you come see you tonight at the next performance, I guess.
I'll go. We still have to plan our attack, or how we're going to take down.
I still need to go to
Reeks.
Or Reeves, what's his name?
Reeves.
I need to go see him about some badger armor, and then I want to check out...
Did you take the feats for him to take wear armor?
Oh, no, I didn't. Okay.
So you put it on him, he just, flops
on
the ground.
No!
Him.
Yeah. just let him know in the future. You'll
oh, was that one of the feats?
It's like kitten.
I think so.
He's just trying to push it off.
I mean, yes, I did, and I get rid of dodge.
he's like, oh, really? Oh, no. Oh, I am not.
I don't take that out of dodge, because it's only a plus one to nothing.
So yeah, what are you guys gonna do?
Kenny and I are gonna go see Clara.
I think he wants everybody, but
we can go. Yeah, that's good.
Because I guess it's only gonna be the three of you right now.
Yeah. Well, go. Okay. I guess we can get back.
Phil,
later.
How close are you? Or I mean,
name.
Okay.
That's
good to
be. There's a lot of just things like I didn't. I had fortitude, reflex, will I have?
Okay, so what are you guys doing?
Can we go see,
y'all going there? Okay.
They decided you want to come do so.
Yeah.
Alright, so you guys go there, who's who now? This is...
The one with the spears.
My mini Gandalf.
Yeah.
This is the story of a girl.
Mini Gandalf. 40, Manny.
You really just quote an Everclear song?
It's not Everclear. Stroke 9, sir.
Mm-hmm. So, you walk in, some office hand will say, oh, nice to see you guys. Tabit, hi, how are you? Because everybody kind of knows Tabit when he helped them.
It's true. Have you seen these? And I show her my eyes.
Dear God!
You heard of Hugh?
Hugh Coital? Yeah. You want some of these? I can hook you up. And I put my glasses back on.
He says, everyone is, waiting for you, in the back room. Just go ahead and walk right in.
What's this about? Do you have any idea?
Kara just said she needed to discuss something with you. That's all I know.
How do you like my new badger?
He is pooping on the floor.
It's not my problem.
You didn't train him not to poop on the floor. Come on.
I didn't teach him that trick.
You didn't house break him at least?
He just showed up at my bed.
I guess I'll
sense motive?
Yeah, I want to sense motive on this. I want to know what's going on. Oh.
Each.
In total.
Seeing how unsure he is, I will sense motive.
Alright, I'll give it a shot.
I did take that one perk.
You guys sense she is quite angry that something is pooping on.
Jeez,
David confirms that she's probably pissed because there's poop on.
Can I? So since my,
I don't think that there's anything sinister with that roll.
I roll
you
worse than you.
Oh wait, okay.
Yeah,
let me add mine up then.
You get me.
I go mythic. What?
So can I have shivers run and hide up the wall or something to
Up the wall.
Up the wall. This isn't a spider. Spider badger.
No, just
you know
I give my slippers.
Is?
Oh.
He's got four legs.
So he'll climb up there like his back leg to be like hanging.
How many times can you use that a day?
Waste 10 minutes a day.
So like right in the middle of a conversation is like, so what do you guys want?
You should have him spy outside.
Doing that at least.
Anyway, I rolled a 15 for my sense motive on this guy.
You think she's being true to her word?
Alright, because I'm, you know, tired.
She
of
upset, worried, nervous?
No, just like...
I never caught the alchemical fire.
Just kind of...
I feel like we should be more aware.
Just like she's doing her job type thing. I mean, she's just like there getting her wage type
Let's
thing.
Go do this.
Alright, let's go see Kara. What's Kara's last name? Who cares?
Probably.
I wrote all this down.
I plan on going over again because one, no one on the podcast has heard it before, and two, Lance or Philip haven't heard it before.
That's true. I wrote down your address.
Work for you. It's pretty stabby.
Blood Moon Goblins. Did we ever find out? Yeah, they were in the...
So you walked in... Oh, I guess I can use your
stuff too. Furion, combat cleric from the war.
None of that would be.
Ragnarok, Ogre Chief.
Since she was a combat cleric.
So you guys are in.
No, this is.
You got to go in a room and. Tan is. You see Tan. Kara. Krishal. The. Dakar. And. As you guys walk in, Dragon walks in behind and takes a seat at this long table where they're all sitting behind.
Tell them to get back to work.
Come on, there's people. What are you doing? What are you doing here?
Alright, so describe everyone. Kara Frostley looks like she's in her 30s. She's got wispy, grayish, blackish hair. She looks older than she really is. She's really like in her 30s, but she looks like she's in her 40s.
Drug addiction.
Dragon, whatever he knows, he's a old guy, yeah. Krishaw is the captain of the city watch. She's a half-orc. She was a war hero that helped free the city.
David may know.
She's kind of up there in years, too, but she's got like a lot of battle scars. She kind of holds herself really dignified. Dakar is the herbalist of town. He's also a germaphobe, and he walks around constantly in a plague doctor's outfit. He's an elf.
Understand him.
No one can really understand him when he talks, but he's been helpful for the town with healing and whatnot. And then everybody knows Tan, the gnome, blacksmith, violet skin, greenish hair with singed edges and smells like burning hair. They're all like slow chatting with each other, and then when you guys come in, they kind of look up, and Kara stands up and says, "Ah, there you guys are.
How's it going?
Why is it difficult to understand this other guy?
Not
that he can't speak either. He's got
no. So usually when I have him talk, I'm on the phone.
Okay.
I say, hey guys, do you like my new badger?
Yeah, it's cute.
He was in my bed last night.
Yeah, we were all there.
You were in my bed.
Yeah.
What can we do you for?
Yeah. So what is it you guys need help with?
Tanya, can you make badger armor?
Tell David to shut up.
Oh, sorry.
He does this.
I'll let you guys talk.
So
the boy's heart's in the right place, but his mind doesn't always catch up with
it's
it.
It's come
so
to our attention that the priory up north was destroyed, so I know you guys didn't get to the door in time. However, Dakar tells us that there was a large... divine release recently, and he said it came from up north in the car, kind of like nodding, yeah. We can tell by the way you guys look right now, especially you, Tabit, that it has something to do with you, and we think now's the perfect time to liberate the rest of this city.
You're right. 10% off for everyone at Bed and Badgers.
We have horse.
All right, so to the north to liberate a city, huh?
No, I think they were talking about, like, north. That's where that temple was.
That's where you guys came from.
Okay.
I think they want us to... Because last time we found, like... Yeah,
there's in town that are, like, getting... Everyone seems to be worried about.
And then you learned, like, they were part of the Naga or whatever.
Both the two of the commanders are running the
Lantern is, can you hand me those more?
Wait, was it two of the commanders or was it one?
Maybe it was one of each.
Of both.
There was,
I think there was two.
There's three major sets that you guys saw, and the fourth, like, mastermind.
Yeah, Duke Little told me that two of them were running each. Which I'm kind of weirded out about because does that mean they're working against each other or does that mean they're just going out of town from two different directions?
That's something for you guys to find out.
Does anybody here know about, like, is anybody here a historian about the Naga Wars or anything?
You can ask them about
this guy.
Well, because I want to ask him about the images we saw in the crystals when we...
They say, okay, I'll let you ask questions, but hear us out first.
No deal.
I have a +7 history, so you can ask me.
They got, like, a map spread out on here of the town.
Mm-hmm.
Are there little, like, figures?
+9 history.
They have that, like, baton and little figures that just slide around on the map.
This would have been a lot easier if my computer didn't die and I still had my old town map.
That looks good. Looks like city planning, and that's fine.
So, as you know, our city is currently separated into three or four districts. Currently, we're in the commercial district, which is in the center of town here, which is basically our safest area. And you know that there are at least two other threats, possibly even a third. You know, in the old residential area, the Wolverines have main camp. And the Wolverine symbol is the Wolverine face with half of it decayed off.
That is beautiful.
And you know that the tiger, noble tiger swords are in
We need to take out the first, that name in the week.
Yeah,
me too. Too long, guys.
Yeah.
Can we offer to buy it from them? Who's just own this town?
They want to buy the licensing for their action figures.
The Noble Obsidian Tiger Swords.
I just did a random name. Generator thing.
Oh, okay.
That's good, because it makes us hate them.
Yeah.
That's what we want.
So are they tigers with obsidian swords?
No. So
they were the crazy.
So the
I know that
the beautiful Wolverines are crystal gold. Before we start talking about the Wolverines, she says the Wolverines are currently in an active recruiting phase. They have been putting propaganda up around the town, and they have really heavily influenced our younger generations. As you know, they are known for their brash tactics. They have a lot of monstrous creatures they use, and they're known for not following rules of war, but more of doing what it needs to be done just to get what they want out of the way.
So they're like jerky teenagers is what it sounds like.
Pretty much.
I don't understand the Geneva Convention.
And worst off, they still think the Naga Wars are happening.
So they're dumb.
So
teenagers as well.
They are a bit delusional. They have tried to recruit me many times.
There's cool leather jackets wearing enough for you.
Yeah. You guys have seen their trademark trophies.
The ears
around their necks.
Wasn't there a racist version of them too? Wasn't there something to do?
Yeah, Caro set up. Yeah, the racist ones you're thinking of are the noble tigers.
They don't like half breeds.
Like half breeds. Plus, they are all covered. They all wear masks, so it's hard to discern what they actually are.
What do the masks look like?
They're
white hoods.
Yeah. They're basically just plain blank with eye holes, no mouth holes.
So they're not racist against purebreds, though, right?
No,
so you could be a full.
If you're full blood, they don't do anything to you.
So they don't care?
But they try to recruit you, but they tend to harass, and there have been disappearances.
What about badgers? How do they feel about badgers?
They don't like badgers.
Yeah, they look like Wolverines to them. They can't tell the difference.
Dakar will stand for it. He goes. Also, on the southern half of the town, there has been.
What?
You know that that's where the old academy was, and the Naga used to use that as experiments.
I'm going to reach over to pull his mask off.
That's the part I was talking about.
just not.
Oh,
sure
is that what you're talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, there's something south, and there's experiments.
Oh, I kept thinking far south.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Well, here's,
so you're like,
I'm not crazy.
Because I don't know this guy, I'm gonna be like, oh, you got your mask on, just nonchalantly walking over there to take it off.
He's gonna poison you.
Why would you walk up?
Oh, this guy. I can't hear him, man. You got your mask on. Just. How far away are we? Are you close?
You're close now. Can I grab his coat as he walks
does
away?
You make a reflex save? Dustin, you do?
Okay.
If yours is higher than Lance's, then it'll...
Yeah, I'll explain to him that. Hey, don't do that.
Oh, yeah, he grabbed you.
Oh.
I'm like, he's a turner's phone.
Oh. Sucks, I really want to see what can happen.
Can I make Shivers fetch the mask off him?
No. We, I whisper to Kenny we should break into his house to see if he sleeps with that on, too.
He'll say that there's been a bunch of wild experiments and planar disturbances coming from there. He says you guys have fought that water elemental, and there has also been the undead that were coming out of there.
We fought elementals in the temple.
Yes, you did.
No, I'm telling them.
Yeah, we did.
Yes, we did, David. Good job.
It was fun.
I was telling them. They don't know that.
I'm happy when stuff like this happens.
Here's a chunk of iron rations for you and the badger.
Yay! Draken will come up and say, there's also been problems outside of town. Our major source of food, the farms outside have been said they have been attacked by what they say is a dragon. Everybody kind of laughs because everybody thinks dragons aren't real. Because no one's seen one except for...
We saw one.
Three.
They're like, okay. No, we did. In a magic crystal room.
And it went dark and it was scary. It hurt my head.
Then a devil killed Kenny, but then he came back.
And then the crystal broke and we strong
snorted it.
Don't you guys have a militia?
Yes, the militia is heavily taxed right now.
So you guys have this area right here, right?
That's
what's the name of your militia?
All
right. First of all, we need to come up with a branding for this group. The reason you're having problems recruiting
the shiny badgers
versus the Wolverines and the obsidian tiger swords or whatever. It's because we need to get a branding.
We'll work
on this as well.
Mornburg Badgers.
Tan. He looks annoyed by everybody.
Well, you're
annoyed. In the group, not you guys. The other groups. He goes. What we really need is to get the town financially secured again. I know you guys think, he says you guys, talking to these, think that eliminating these other forces will magically make the town's old magic fountain start spurting again. But we need to focus on alternative means in case that A doesn't work, or B we just need it to supply our militia and our heroes, who points to you guys, with better equipment.
Okay. Sounds like a good idea.
These heroes, in fact, have returned a map to me to a old dwarven shrine, which I know used to have a very powerful magical artifact that would speed creating magical items.
Can I see what he's talking about?
And he'll go on, and these adventurers are probably our only chance to get this to better equip ourselves to face these other threats.
It's a hammer, isn't it? So
they already gave him a hammer. A magic hammer.
I want to ask...
He'll say it's rumored it's an anvil of some kind. Plus,
heavy.
Plus, it's the Dwarven Keep was known to have a lot of rare metals in it.
My eyes on it.
Dustin, if you want to roll, you get like a +4.
Okay. And then, what was I rolling? I know what I'm rolling for.
History?
Do you have history?
Okay. 4, 16, and
like
then
a
plus
something.
7. So.
Yeah. So, you know the Dwarven Keep, oh shit, I have it written down. Well, I think I'll get it back later. But the keep was used to be like a mecca for the dwarves. You know they had a lot of their finer artisans there. It was like a hub for their creativity.
San Francisco.
Yep. But you also knew it got taken over by trolls at one point, and that's the last anyone has ever heard from the place until Tan had you guys find that map.
I have a question. How heavily armored are these two factions? Like, would we have to get this stuff to defeat them? Because we're pretty mythic.
The Wolverines are heavily armored. Krishna will also say that we've had a scout also come back and report that they've started to build siege weapons.
Mm-hmm.
Carol come up and say that the Tigers don't seem to wear armor, but they could under their robes.
Are they at war with each other?
They do have turf wars. And that's one of the major things we want them to stop.
I think.
Dakar will point out that, however, if you destroy one faction, there could be a vacuum, and the other one will take over the other part.
Do you think we could do...
That's why we gotta brand the... I'm serious. We should have some cool name for the town guards.
Awesome.
And I want to write a song that will...
Join the town
guard! Before,
yeah,
our plan was to make them joking about fighting, make them fight each other.
I think that's good. And then just, like, sweep up whatever remains.
They're all going to start arguing that their plan is better than the others.
Plans obviously don't work. You guys haven't achieved anything.
Well, I'd like to know more about the farmland. Like, is production down?
Production is down, food is scarce. Dakar's herd came from that area. So
how
he's
scarce?
Well, food prices have doubled
so far.
I feel
like we need to, if we're going to have...
Start farming?
Well, that can help, sure. But I pat you on the head. Anyway.
That's a good idea!
Yeah.
Good idea, David!
Well, I feel like if we're going to have a if we're going to raise a better town guard, that we need to definitely get food first. There's no way you can have a war without those supplies.
The academic.
Well, I mean,
there's a planar rift or something there. So there's like planes leaking.
Because I mean,
to me,
the most immediate threats. I mean, the siege weapons are a big deal, definitely. But to me, if we're gonna have like a town guard help or get help, we need to get food going, because supplies are the most major thing.
All right, so what are
like an army?
what are all our issues that we have? We have these two factions, food productions now? Is that one?
Yeah.
There's some dragon.
Yeah, there's like a dragon possibly affecting food supplies. Both
well,
factions.
Won't that also help the other factions?
It could, but I would do more. I mean.
While resources are low, those who have the power are going to start taking them for themselves. I say.
Yeah, who's control of the food? Like, who's in control of the food coming in? Like, who's profiting from food being scarce?
Most of the food goes to Dragon, and then it kind of trickles down to
So we're in charge of most of the food production?
Technically now, yeah.
I say we funnel all the food production to our people and don't give any to the other.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
That, having said that, the raids on food caravans are not unheard of.
I'm sure they're getting it.
Is it both factions, or is it
that are taking the food?
Yeah.
They know for a fact that some of the Wolverines have raided from some survivors. They have not heard of the Tigers, but
it's probably not out of the question.
Yeah.
I'm not super concerned if they're taking food at the
moment
from us.
So, out of character right now, what you choose next is what, like, the next major thing we'll be doing is. They'll also say that we had someone come looking for Kenny here. His name is...
we're just going to go with Ray's.
We're just going to go with Ray's.
Ray's?
Ray's.
Do you know of him?
I don't really know of Ray's.
roll a perception check real quick. He had like a +6 to it. It's a really easy one.
What do you look like?
Oh, is he entering?
Oh, that's...
Yeah, he enters the room. You
I roll really low.
And
tragedy
you
dice
don't,
aren't doing
you
the
don't,
messing.
You don't notice anything spectacular about him. Like, you don't know, like, nothing's like clicking in your head.
Because you can't
but
see.
You see he's got like a harp on his back, and you notice like the workup, it's the same that made yours.
Stefan's built that. Who
yeah.
are you?
Who are you?
you were looking for me. I don't know. I'm Kenny, man. What?
I love the harp.
See? And I show him the spear. What brings you to town, man?
I was trying to find a group of people that... traveling bards.
Okay, yeah. So you're looking for a gig, in other words.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well,
and
you walked in just the right time.
Right.
Let's put it this way. Whatever we're about to do now, that's going to be your audition.
That's awesome.
So, then I give him the Cliff Notes version of what we just said. We don't have to do it again. And right now we're deciding.
I feel like
I'm
caught up now.
Can we put this on the monitor and listen to it again? He's like on Spaceballs. Like, where are we at here? We're in the now.
All right, so that's. You don't. What's up, Tom?
I guess if a new guy's joining, I want to feel like he's PC. You know what I mean?
You do think he's player character?
Okay, good. He's not an NPC. Right?
Yeah.
Alright, so I guess once Dave gets back, we'll debate on what to do.
So you're just looking for a band, that's what the deal is?
Yeah.
Okay. We're a band of warriors. And I'm a
band
prophet.
Of warriors.
Yeah, you're a band, and I'm a prophet.
Oh, yeah, baby.
He's our fire spinner. I'm head musician with my spearmophone, made by Steppens, who made your weapon, apparently, too.
Oh, Steppens!
And, we apparently just got an animal trainer on our side as well. You should see this badger dance.
You can do what you want.
This is a circus. For better or worse. I don't know. I feel like I'm undecided between either the Wolverines or the food supply.
I think food supply.
I think the Wolverines building siege weapons is a definite problem too. So I think if we do go food supply, we should go Wolverines.
Well, this is what I venture. I say that we tell the guard to double up the patrol on the food caravans that are coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And since we pretty much control the food that gets distributed to the town, we try to starve these two idiots out.
I don't think that's a good idea. Here's why. Because I don't want to make them desperate.
Oh,
we can attack them our own way, but if the food supply cuts down an entire town, they're going to be desperate and start doing things that are more dangerous.
Burn down badgers.
Yeah.
It's true.
Apparently, since we're the ones in charge of the food input in this town, where are they going
to
come?
Do you think we could bribe them with that, though? Do you think we could use that to our advantage?
Bribing them with food?
Yeah, be like, we'll increase your food if you guys stop fighting, and then we go stop.
Well, I mean, I told you guys before, I mean, I know you weren't there, but we know who's behind the two forces.
My other thought...
I don't think the food's going
to
stop them.
My other thought is
I agree. I'm just saying we table that problem so we get the food thing taken care of.
Do you think that we could send Kenny in as a rogue, like a undercover agent? You think he'll get accepted into the
battle? How are your skills in that area?
Like stealth?
Remember what happened when...
Yeah, they wanted ears.
Orky
right?
wanted to get recruited into there.
Yeah, they wanted ears, didn't they?
Yeah.
Didn't he start collecting ears?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were
collecting ears.
He grabbed some goblin ears.
No, he got it from one of the holes that popped up.
What kind of ears do you need?
I don't think there's...
Well, these guys wanted, like, ears as, like, the initiation.
I think they wanted ears of the obsidian tigers, didn't they?
Years.
Okay.
Yeah, they're like
Nom.
They're like guys from Nom.
Okay.
Weird
right
necklaces
of parts. I'm just saying, I vote for the food because that's a global problem for the whole city. And I feel if we don't take care of that and food supply gets too small,
plus
they're going to get really.
More money.
They're going to get, they're going to get desperate. We can come back flush with food money
God,
and
wait,
stomp these guys out.
We should just triple the prizes. What am I saying?
So we're kind of torn between that and just. Killing these idiots and then going to mess with that.
I don't think killing town council is going to help.
I asked him how much to sell
damn
his Mortenberg.
Problem solved.
Yeah, how much does Mortenberg cost?
Well, these are two giant factions.
Let's go do the. Well, before. I think the food problem does sound kind of interesting. Maybe we should deal with that.
Here, so let's do that tomorrow. Let's stay here one more night.
Let's do everything in one day in your world.
You guys, we're gonna see how you. I think let's write a town song or a sound. I'm not kidding. Like we're gonna be. I don't know how long we're gonna be gone, but we need to write like a song, a recruitment song,
mm-hmm.
and also a song that says something about how stupid the Wolverines are and the stupid.
They're not beautiful
city,
at all.
Obsidian, whatever.
We were working on a parody to "We Didn't Start the Fire."
Yeah. Oh, that's what you should have had the badger dance to.
Freedom Forge, Lord Sinclair,
so
Tunnel.
Yeah, let's go back, get our stuff together on the inn we just bought today, and go deal with the food production.
Can we use
meantime, I'll write a little ditty to play for the performance tonight.
And we could, maybe we could help get recruitment up if we offer them, maybe we could make it utilize our inn some way,
okay.
Like they could stay there. Like
the militia?
Yeah. Try to screen the deal somewhat. So
let's kick them. Let's give them a deal.
What, let them use the hot tub?
No, 10% discount if you are part of the town guard.
They'll have homes and stuff, though.
The whole council will commend you on raising the morale of the town because before you guys came back, and like you were actually all starting to notice it, like notice it that month after you came back from the Shadowkeep. That the town seemed like really dreary, like they didn't have like any hope that things would be getting any better.
Luckily, we showed up.
Yeah. Right. Also, I forgot to mention this. Some of the militia went down to Shadowkeep to reinstate that.
I'm not going back to the place. We were there ever.
No. Actually, it's Wolfkeep now, I guess Shadowkeep.
Wait, they went down to...
They're rebuilding it, reinforcing it.
We should buy that as a fortress.
We could have had it.
I like your thinking. You're thinking big, but let's think small now. What are we gonna? I think we stay one day, get our stuff together for the inn. We'll write a recruitment song and come up with the name. We don't have to do that right now. In game, our characters can come up with something, and then we leave to go take care of the food problem.
I want to buy a badge armor.
Hopefully, when we get back, we'll have some more people recruited.
Yep. How many people are in the town militia right now? $70,000.
How many Wolverines?
Did we meet you yet? I thought they
told
you.
Yeah,
you
came earlier.
Where are you? Oh, right there.
Over there, stepping.
What
this is Ray's. He was looking for a band, and he's on his audition right now to join our band.
Yeah, you guys and Lance singing that. That's pretty awesome.
What do you play?
I play the harp.
All right.
He's got his harp's built by the same weapon maker as.
Your harp's Steffens. Your weapons?
Yeah.
Sweet.
It's a short harp.
Harp bow.
It's
like the final string that's pulled back.
So could you, like, sneak attack somebody with that? Like, let me play you a song, sir.
Yeah.
there's 150 militia.
How many in the other factions?
Wolverines have... everything they're going to say now will be guesstimates.
Did you go pure road?
Yeah.
Probably, man.
You never go full road.
Well...
You might want to retcon one level of bard in there so that you can play the weapon.
Well, you do perform.
Yeah.
Very good at
that's what I did. I did. I put a bunch of points into performance.
They'll say there's at least 200 to 500 Wolverines. That includes recruits and higher ups. The Tigers, they say there's at least there's at least 500, but their numbers are harder to say because mostly they all look the same, so they don't know if they're like double counting, even triple counting the same person when they see them walking about.
Do you know who their leaders are?
They say they don't know any specific names. They know the leader of the Wolverine goes by the name, I know I got that right now.
Orc of the Severed Tail. I have all these notes, I don't know what they mean. I'm really curious of what Fyron, combat cleric from the war, what that's about.
Did I learn their true names when Hugh Quiddle
first contacted? No, you didn't learn any true names. Oh, well, the tiger leader's called the Arc Lector.
Arc Lector?
Yep.
A-C-T-O-R. He sounds like a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
All I heard was Arse Licker.
That sums
it up. Going down Arse.
I don't know, I kind of just want to...
How well known is that name in town?
Arc Lector, not very well.
Just the upper echelon. So.
Do they ever frequent the middle part, like the?
There's turf wars in the middle every once in a while, yeah.
But I mean, like, do they shop at Tans or?
Well, you guys.
Looking at you, Tan.
Yeah,
looking at you, Tan.
You guys did see some Wolverines in the inn when you guys were singing.
Crap.
You guys don't enjoy this.
They're partially our customers, yeah.
We're responsible. Can we just join one of the factions?
Yeah.
I'm so confused about it. Like, the two commanders of each faction are from the same... They're on the same side. So they're either working together secretly and making it appear
as
a war.
The Wolverines is the Arc Lector, and the Tigers is the Grand Viceroy.
Or they're like in competition with each other to like get their masters.
We'd have to infiltrate them somehow to find out.
Master disaster.
Well, I think we just go destroy one of them.
They're just. I just feel like they could be branding different sides of the coin to get people. It doesn't matter which side. They really don't care. They're just.
Well, I just wonder if the turf wars. Then I mean, are they staying?
Well, yeah, but that's just between their underlings. It's not like the higher ups.
Yeah, but I mean, I can't imagine they would be doing that without orders.
Just,
but they don't really
just
care.
Reminders on the Tigers, they worship a god called Belial.
Would I recognize that?
It was a newer god in the pantheon. You don't. You at the time when we first found out about it, you didn't know anything except for that they're really extremist.
And the academic sector doesn't, you know, talk to them that much, or they're out of the
academic center is there's no person living in there. It's recognized. It's rumored that it's all ruined and whatnot. Because this whole town was got changed into a
scary ass ruins in
that. Turned into like a slave encampment during the war. But when they freed themselves, that's kind of how it broke apart.
Let's pick one.
And we know from the south, and the academic portion of town that. They're the ones that seem, the elementals and the undead sort of come from there.
Yeah.
And we know that, to the townspeople, that's probably the most, like, the constant threat.
Yeah, the town people are more afraid of down here than they are these
two. Oh, okay. What's down here?
This Dustin actually found out, or Kat found out when they were first in town that there's, like, planar magic all over the place.
Yeah.
So the common, thought is that it's got a rip somewhere where the planes are like really weak there. I think he saw Shadow and I know Shadow was prominent. I don't remember what else.
Does anybody have a strong inkling one way or the other?
I vote food first thing.
I think food too, but also if the town. I mean, how do the towns like? What are the townspeople most afraid of? I'm asking Kara. Like, how does she fit? What are the
Kara says the townspeople seem to be most afraid of the abominations that come from the old academic region. That's not to say that they aren't afraid of the turf wars. A lot of parents are worried that their kids are going to get influenced by the Wolverines, and a lot of half-breeds in the town are worried about how the tigers are going to attack.
All right, so wait, just...
Well, half-breeds are gross.
How, this
anyway.
Food,
what?
The food shortage, is how pressing is it? If it's not pressing,
yeah,
I'd rather use...
At the moment, the town, if they keep going as it is, the town can... Well, seeing how it's like the end of winter right now, the town can survive, has enough in storage for probably about a month.
I ask, do any of you have a pencil sharpener I can use?
They say yes.
Well, I bet
just
we
put
can...
it in your badger's mouth.
Yeah. I bet we can take. I bet we can figure out what's going on with the like crazy planar.
Yeah.
Stuff in the south.
My vote's kind of changed now too because we can stay in town and if shit were to go too bad with if something should go too bad with food, we could always shift her.
And I'm a historian and a planar buff, and I would like to figure out what. If there's any like sort of secrets or possible abilities to help us down there, just like artifacts.
I say okay,
like,
and then
help us. I start running down south.
Way down south.
You should be doing accounting.
Let's take one night. Let's take one night at the end.
Yeah,
because we'll
I need to go shop for some art.
Yeah.
Also, I call the suite.
I say
so
Tam,
tomorrow morning we take care of this. Then.
Yeah. Tam, can you make
south.
Me some badger armor?
He's like, I've never. Even thought about.
Well, he's probably that. About your size.
Yeah, but he got four.
How many armors are in this town, David?
One. Well, why would he take it?
Two Nida.
He knows how small he is.
And that's right.
I can see what I can
himself,
do, but
he can just put the
it's going to be at least a week.
God damn it, Tan! Do you have? How much are those plus one arrows that you had?
So, do we want to take tonight to talk it over amongst ourselves, or do we want to tell Claire our decision now?
I think we're going south, man. I think we take the night, rest, do one performance. Me and Ray's here are going to write a song, not actually write it tonight. Our characters are going to write a song. We're going to rename the town Militia.
I think
that's a song.
For how many?
30, which is all.
Okay.
I'll give you five platinum.
Yeah, so do we all agree on that then?
or
south. We'll head to the academic area.
Yeah, I'm up for anything.
I wouldn't mind dealing with like, the citizens' feel or
so
most threatening.
Who's the head of the militia, the town militia, the Avalor lady?
Yeah.
All right, I want to meet with her a little bit too.
Okay.
To rebrand the work on rebranding the town.
Yeah, I can ask her what exactly it's coming from.
And there. I need to go talk to the town sign maker so we can change the sign on in front of the.
Here is a town sign maker.
You're going to have to do it yourself.
I'm going to start building a tunnel.
One brick at a time.
Yeah, one brick. You're going to get a little ways on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got some errands. I think you could probably get a sign down for
it. Well, I guess I'll go to the inn and I'll work all. Well, I'm going to go. I need to go buy some arrows because I ran out. How many arrows can I get for one platinum? That's how many I'm taking.
Let's see here. So it's 40 gold per, so.
So, right.
Oh, that's funny. Mike's like, hey, I forgot to tell Eric that I have to work today. Will you tell him? He's like, I told him like a few days ago.
So it'd be 10 gold. How many arrows?
10 gold apiece. Right?
I can't make it, Eric.
No. Well, that'll be what?
Just regular arrows. I'm going to skip
regular
them.
Arrows?
Yeah.
You can get like a full quiver for iron.
But I have a
gold.
Quiver folded, so I can get as many as I want, can I?
No, I think I said you want to put like 50 in there. Normal quivers are like 25. I'll let you fill it up for 2 gold. Ooh. Razzmatazz, what do you want to do?
I'm just kind of going along with the group because I don't even know what's going on.
Where'd you come from?
Where'd you go?
Where do you want to
go?
And then can I just spend the rest of the day working at the inn?
Yeah.
Trying to make some money, some tips.
Yeah, go ahead and roll your innkeeper.
So you want to get in on this on the ground floor? This in action?
We
just bought it in, so welcome in. Look.
True.
Why don't you come help me? We're going to go talk to the town guard. I don't know, out of character right now, I'm saying I don't know if we're going to come up with a name that's cool today, but our characters are going to come up with a cool name at least.
How about the Gorgeous Badgers?
Gorgeous Badgers.
And our emblem
super,
will be
we're gonna go ultra badger swords.
Yeah. Ultra badger noble swords.
Oh wait, tigers, magic fountain hates half breeds. I have that written down.
And then also, I don't remember what was this magic fountain that used to be like the center of town?
They did magical research they had. This used to be like the hub for magical items.
Okay.
And,
so is this fountain, is it in the academic area that we're going
to it's not in the academic, it's in the area that the tigers are.
Yeah, it's on top of their building, isn't it? Because then we try to move it?
No, that was just their water.
Okay.
But you guys kept pulling up their fountain.
Remember when we spent a whole day just standing outside?
Yeah,
we fought, guys!
16 hours of hanging out, we fought some rats.
Yeah. And it took all 2 seconds to kill.
Yeah, that was fun. Well, one of us got diseased, I don't remember who it was, I think it was Krolog. He got like bit disease for a little while. That was weird. So Tan probably prefers that we go south as well.
What did you get for your roll, David?
16.
So you get 8 gold. And you cannot do anything for the rest of the day.
That's fine.
Alright, so okay, I'll go around. Cabot, what are you doing?
I believe Ken and I were going to go talk to the head of the watch.
Oh, you coming with? Well, I'm taking Reese with me then, too.
He's going to go.
Everybody kind of disperses and thinking about badger armor.
What's a badger even look like?
I think it's a cuter Wolverine.
Car walks out, kind of avoiding contact.
Alright,
so what are you guys going to ask?
Well, okay,
we're there then?
Yep. I mean, she's right in the
Wait,
room.
Wait,
okay.
Can I have Shivers, like, fetch beer for people?
Yeah, sure.
He's coming back with glasses of ale
for
us. He's got, like, a carrier, like a Starbucks
he's
bottle carrier.
All over,
like,
that's just perfect, because we don't have to pay badgers.
Stupid.
That's Shivers. That's under the table.
He cries.
Like, here's a treat.
He crawls up with McCall and cries.
I'm telling you, if we train badgers, badgers... We don't have to pay him.
So if they know a trick, I still have to roll for it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Right. You know, sometimes dogs don't want to sit.
Okay, what are you guys going
to
ask?
Oh, so basically, one of the things I want to know is, like, to write the song, too, what are some, like, legendary things that your Night's Watch has done, or you have done?
She's like, I don't really want to be the focus of anything. I was actually hoping just to spend the twilight years of my military career here, and it seems like
pizza
has been more work than it was when I was in the military. As for other accolades...
Well, can we go to the barracks and talk to some of the guys in the... And what is your recruitment strategy right now? We don't have to go through actual logistics. It's going to be kind of boring, but...
Yeah.
Basically, what I'm getting at is I want to know what the kind of recruitment strategy is.
Currently,
if there's some sort of symbol that would be good for us to use.
It's mostly a volunteer type militia. They are adequately trained. They say that really the biggest action they've had is when the ghouls attacked and the group was with them to help defend. You know, they did lose a couple people with that, if I remember right. Other than that, it's been mostly lesser undead. So they've been able to keep that up at night.
The elementals at one point.
The elemental, I don't think they helped you guys with. I think you guys
just came across that.
Yeah. Other than that, they have been... She says she has most of them guarded against the Wolverine side of town. On the other side of town, she's got stuff. She's got watchers for the tigers, but they are very secretive. They only come over to the middle to buy food, to buy like basic need type things. They don't talk really. They just pay whatever anybody asks.
Yeah, I remember when I came over there. I remember I tried to, like, I was, like, giving out pamphlets of Abadar.
Yeah, and they started to surround him, like, short of the corn.
I just, like, threw him up and ran.
Like, whoa!
Okay, you really didn't want to, okay.
Yeah, I was by myself, so I definitely took off. So,
I'll talk with you guys. My idea is, like, some sort of symbolic, like, black guard or something. Maybe not that, but... Needs to be somewhat cool. Needs to probably have some... Like, they have the ears for the Wolverines. We need some sort of, like, defining earned moment. So you know those people are badasses if they earned it. And then we'll write a song about it.
We should all wear bright colors.
If they were thieves, you'd call them Morden Burglars. Okay, so you guys, being the musicians of the group, you could decide what you would like to do. Because as long as I just spin my... like Morning Star. I'm fine with that.
That's what you in it.
That's what gets me late.
You fought alongside some of them? Do you know any particular ones you remember that were...
No, we didn't. We fought with some ghouls with them, but for the most part, we actually haven't gone out with the guard. We only went out with the guard at least once, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, so we can hand wave a lot of this, but basically what I'm doing... What I'm doing is I want to go to the barracks as well. Just meet some guys. Come up with some stories. I'm not sure if I'll come up with
anything. Do some diplomacy, and then we'll get what you can get. Then we can take a little break breather here and just get something to eat.
Yeah, yeah.
Diplomacy check?
Yep.
Fuck. 11.
Something.
This tragedy die has not been doing very good for me.
Hey, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. For more information, please visit our website at adventuresandpathfinding.blogspot.com. You can leave comments, tell us how cool we are, and keep up to date with new episodes. Thanks.